Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
I have to say that is the one that the response is usually the deer in the headlights. Look, you know, it's like, oh my God, you know, what do I want? That's the hardest thing for people to answer.
Music.
Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to another Life Interrupted Radio, all about helping you thrive after the unexpected. It's my Friday night, and I hope it's your Friday night, too. I so enjoy being here with you at 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday night. I'm curled up here with a cup of Earl Grey. I know, 7 p.m. Earl Grey. Maybe the caffeine will be a bit much, but I always have fun with our guest tonight. It's a special night for me because this person's philosophy about life is having fun, and let's make it an adventure. So tonight, buckle up. And settle in. Well, let's get started. Tonight is going to be a little bit different because this unexpected event, I think, happens to probably 99.9% of us. And that's just losing focus, losing track, time flying by, all of those sorts of things. So I've asked my dear friend, and I say coach extraordinaire, Lori Lawson, to come on, and we're just going to have a conversation about how do we maintain focus, how do we prioritize. And one of the things I love about Lori is because, you know, she talks about coaching as a life-changing business, but we should have fun along the way. So I'm all for that because, you know, if you're dredging through something, you're going to lose focus. You're not going to keep your point of view on it very straight if you're dredging through it. So we're going to talk to Lori about how do we find the adventure in things that maybe have been on our to-do list a little too long. So let me introduce Lori if you haven't heard her on the show before, because she's what I call sort of my in-house life coach. She's a certified empowerment coach, professional credentialed coach to the ICF, as am I. She's a past president on board of the International Coaching Federation in New York City. She's the executive producer and creator of the Coaching Game TV show, as well as she also hosts two radio shows, Coach Chat and Meaning in Madness. Man, you know, Lori, I could just go on and on, but we'll just send them to your website in a little bit to find out how amazing you are. But they're going to hear it right now from your own mouth, my dear. So welcome for being on Life Interrupted Radio tonight, Lori.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Sharon, even if it's on air instead of in person. I love it.
Oh, goodness. And I realize here we are, the middle of June, and I was actually doing an interview in May when I was there in New York, actually stopped by and got to see you. But I actually was there to do an interview as well, and someone asked me after the interview, so what's your next book? And I happened to mention, well, I have this book, and I've been writing it for a little while, and, you know, that's the next book that's going to come out. And he said, oh, when can I expect it? And I was thinking, uh-oh. So I realized I'd sort of put it away. I wanted to think about it a little bit, ruminate on it a little bit more. Sometimes books are that way. I thought in my mind it had only been a few months. And Lori, when I pulled it out, the last round of edits was 2012.
Wow.
Now, I just about, you know, there was a deep inhale, like, really? That can't be the last round of edits. So I wrote the editor and said, send me your latest copy. And she wrote back, no, that's it, 2012. So I wanted to talk to you about focus, losing focus, prioritizing, because that book still has a lot of interest in and passion in my heart. I know it's going to be really valuable information, but somehow, you know, I didn't keep it up there in my focus. So what are some tips that you can share with us about letting everything else get higher on your list than some things that you want to do?
Well, I have to say, first of all, thank you for making me look wonderful, because I was going to use as a lack of focus New Year's resolutions, but that's still within the year of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you
really
go.
Great, yeah. But it is so easy to get distracted. There are so many things. I know I can use that. An example is I'll go, oh, let me just see what's happening on Facebook. And it's 3 hours later, and I'm going, really? I've been not wasting time. It's interesting to say, listening to video clips. And it's like, okay, I think we all need a little fun time and a little downtime. But how do you actually manage to get things done? And one thing that I noticed was last year, and I've designated this the year of choice, because last year I almost killed myself. I was doing so much, I couldn't breathe. I was so busy. And I realized that I was scheduling things. People would call and go, can you do? And I would look at my calendar and go, well, yes, there's an hour. I can do that. And I was just scheduling from my calendar and based on time available. And I said, you know what? This is not going to work because I can't keep this pace up. So I need to focus on the things, one, that I want to do. My philosophy has been for quite a few years now, I'm old enough to say, I only want to do things that are fun. You know, I've earned that. I've done the hard, ugly, yucky stuff. I only want to have fun, and I'm old enough to say that that's all I'm going to do. And I was having fun with everything I was doing. So that was what was really making it hard. But it's like, okay, now you have to narrow it down even a little more. So I think there, first you have to decide where is your goal? Is your goal that, you know, you want to have exciting new opportunities? Is your goal that you want to make a lot of money this year? Is your goal that you want to gear it down and specialize in certain areas? First, I think you need the overall goal before you can say, if you don't know what your goal is, how can you determine, you know, how you want to focus? Obviously, your book was not a heavy-duty goal.
You know, it was at one time. And I think, you know, as sometimes in the writing process, we get to a point, and I'm not 100% clear, but got to that point where I just had to let it sit to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it just kept slipping and slipping and slipping until I brought that book out again and I reread it. And, you know, I went, gosh, this is pretty darn good stuff. I've got to bring this back to the priority list. It's funny how sometimes life just interrupts. Nothing major. But as you were saying, not having a really strong goal. And also, I find that sometimes I say yes to too many things that really aren't in alignment with that true one goal of mine. They might sound fun, they might sound good, maybe they're because someone else that I love and adore asked me, so I agree to do it. Could be any number of reasons, but I never calculate the true cost of saying yes, meaning what all else do I say no to if I say yes?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, by saying yes, what am I saying no to? You know, what else am I saying no to? I like that.
Sometimes when I stop and think about that, I have to say no to a few things, even if they did sound fun, see if I can get a rain check on them or something else.
Yeah, that's always good, base it on your schedule, if you can. So where is your book right now on the priority list?
It's actually second on the priority list.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty high. I've been spending every weekend now for 3 weekends in a row, actually long weekends, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, writing it. And it's about rewriting it, reading through the editor's notes again, agreeing or disagreeing with the editor's notes. I don't know if people understand the writing process, but it's not just a one-done type of thing. When you're writing a book, there's a lot of other people that go into writing a book. It's not a single type of event. So Yeah, I'm excited about it. And we can use sort of this idea of the greater, like, well, now is a better time for it to come out or whatever rationalization. But I'm just glad that I'm bringing it back up to the top. One of the things I'm curious about, though, are how do you help people understand whether this is their goal or someone else's goal?
That's a difficult one. And for me, it's particularly difficult because I have a tendency, it's like, I'm a service person, I want to fill needs, and it's like, okay, I see what, what this person needs, I can do it very quickly. So, yeah, I think, again, it's important to have a goal. And it's like, is this leading toward your goal? One of my questions is, it's like, okay, how much flexibility do you allow for the goal? I don't want to be so purposeful that I miss opportunities. So I kind of have like a checklist. And I used to be ashamed to say this, but my number one checklist is it fun? And if it's no, then it's like, okay, I'm not doing it.
So. I love it. I mean, but why would we be ashamed of that? I suppose, it doesn't sound very professional, right?
It's like very hedonistic, but I don't care. With age comes a little bit of privilege. That's good. Then my second checkoff is like, is this a once in a lifetime opportunity? I mean, is this something that I just won't get the opportunity to do again? I did a 3-day intensive training last week, and I wasn't even sure I wanted to do it. I was pretty sure it wasn't going to be a whole bunch of fun, but I was wrong. It was fun. But it was like, okay, the person was coming from Italy to introduce a brand new process to the United States, and this was going to be the pioneer ground floor. It's like, okay, can I do this in the future? Sure. If I go to Italy, maybe I could do it. If she comes back, I could do it. But it's like, you know what? This is worth putting aside 3 days, I think, of my schedule and getting it done, because it's almost like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So that's where the flexibility comes in. Does it have anything to do with my overall goal? Maybe. It might have potential. I might say, oh, I'm going to, use this in my coaching business, and there you go. But that would be my second priority. And then my third priority would be, is it advancing me toward my goal? Not that if it, and if the answer is yes, full steam ahead. If the answer is no, it's like, then why have you gotten this far and why are you considering it? And it's like, okay, maybe it's another goal, maybe it's a secondary goal, maybe it's a wish list. It's like, oh, I always wish I could do that, and here's the opportunity, So I think you need the foundation and the structure of a goal, but I think you also have to allot for a lot of flexibility.
Oh, true. As you were saying that. But sometimes we even have trouble setting the goals because so much, I don't know about a lot of people, but I find in my own life, as I look around, there are opportunities everywhere.
Yes.
And sometimes even just setting a goal can be a little bit difficult. Or perhaps I set too many goals. And I have found what I have to do is I begin to cross off some of those goals or put them in some sort of time frame of when I'm wanting to reach them. Otherwise, I become overwhelmed just by the amount of choices out there, the amount of opportunity that is out there. As we begin to go through that process of winning it down, and you said a fun, of course, and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, those are fantastic. What are some ways, once we've said, okay, this is the goal,
mm-hmm.
and it's met our criteria, how do we keep it top of the list? How do we keep ourselves interested in it? How do we keep or maybe what happens if we lose interest? Does that mean it wasn't a goal?
I don't think it means it wasn't a goal. I think it means that priorities shift. Certainly, you could say, okay, my goal is to increase clients by 20% this year. And then you find out that you have a medical condition that you have to deal with. And it's like, well, you know what? 20% of clients would be nice, but right now I got to shift my priorities. I got to take care of myself physically. And then you can go back to it, but you may reevaluate after you've been through this whole process of taking care of yourself and go, you know what, maybe I don't want 20% more clients. Maybe I want more time to nurture myself. So I think you have to, one, allow for life and allow for that flexibility. I also like to do something that's called multi-goal, not multitask, but multi-goal. If there are a couple of things and you can get them all geared toward the paramount goal, that's fantastic. Then you can sort of couple them together and go, okay, I'm doing, let's say your goal was to increase your media profile. Okay, then I can throw in a radio show and I can throw in a television show, and I'll have 4 public speaking sessions a year. And so that's kind of all moving toward the same direction in different ways. And hopefully they will all, you know, come together and get you, one more rung up the ladder. But you just have to, it's a really a matter of focusing on where you want to be, where you need to be and where you want to be.
Mm, my goodness. I think that's the big question for most people is, where do I want to be? And even a larger question of, it's like, who am I? Or who am I becoming, kind of thing. But we need to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation on focus and getting your goals, getting, and also having fun as you're doing it with Lori Lawson. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head, into the world, and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six-Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own 7-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Life Interrupted Radio. I'm here with Lori Lawson, and she is a certified points of view trainer. She's also a certified empowerment coach, professional credentialed coach with the ICF, a credentialed EQ mentor. I could just go on and on. She's facilitated workshops at the ICF conferences and also at the Goddard Space Flight Center and NASA, as well as fitness magazines. You Can Do It Challenge Life Coach and retirement specialist with the BBC Radio and the BBC website. Oh, my goodness. Well, Lori, I don't know, with all of those goals and things, I get tired just reading your bio. And we think about this idea of goals and focus, and obviously you've reached some of yours throughout your life here. Let's talk a little bit about this idea of, I still come back to the idea, I find a lot of people sort of muddle through, and they might set a goal and then they forget it. But they really have a larger question of, why am I here, or who am I? And they don't know how to answer those questions. When we begin to think about that, I know you work a lot with people in retirement, and that's definitely a time when we begin to see a big life change and things like, who am I now? That question comes up. How do you help people answer those questions?
Well, I have to say that is the one that the response is usually the deer in the headlights. Look, you know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, what do I want? That's the hardest thing for people to answer. I tell them, if, you know, go back to when you were a child. What made your heart sing? What made you really zip along, and what things did you want as a child? Now, of course, as a child, we all wanted to be a teacher, and those are the standard things. But what are some of the things that really brought you joy? And then it's like, well, how can you translate that to your life today? It may have been that you wanted to be the beauty queen of Maryland. Well, okay, you're 60 years old now, and that might not happen. But what could you do? Could you be a spokesperson for elder health? And what, you know, what would make you go back to that state where it was like, yeah, I'm so sure this is what I want to do, and this is going to make me happy? You know, I wanted to be a veterinarian. Well, you might not want to go to school, but can you volunteer somewhere? Or can you, you know, do you want to focus on a job that would be in a veterinarian clinic somewhere? Something like that. Just try to return to the childhood dreams that you had and see how feasible they are now and how you can adapt them to your current situation. That I think if we go back, it's like when you're coaching and you say, okay, forget the story, but go with the emotion. I think if you go with the emotion, it was, I always thought that I was afraid of birds, and then someone gave me 5 birds all at once, and I would not have accepted them, but my husband was thrilled with the whole thing, so we took them. You know what? I spend so much time just watching these 5 little 1-ounce creatures, and that gives me so much joy. How can I translate that to what I'm doing now? And it was like, it was stop and do something out in nature. Do something where you can appreciate, you know, what you're doing. It doesn't have to all be done on the computer and on the phone and, you know, writing things down. It was like, well, you have to do at least one thing a week that's going to get you out there so you can appreciate all the cool things that are in nature. And I think that's the goal. It's like to keep your emotions fed while you're working toward whatever professional goal you want.
Oh, I think that's really profound, because the one thing that comes to mind is the idea that you said, you know, let go of the story and go back to the emotion. Oftentimes, your first response was about go back to those things from childhood, and my first thought was, a few things that came up that had naysayers attached to it, like, you know, you're a girl, you can't do that, or any of the other things. Yes, I'm of a generation where we heard that.
Yeah, you too.
And that idea of letting go of this, separating the story from the emotion, I think is critical to begin to understand, you know, as you said, which parts of it can you adapt, can you bring forth, without all of that story that maybe stopped you from pursuing it when you started out.
Yes, you have a beautiful story in your latest book about singing and how you were told you can't sing.
Yeah.
You believed it for how many years? Years and years and years.
Oh, yeah, over maybe 30, 40 years.
Yes, that was a long-lasting story. And then when you realize, you know what, I can sing. I'm not going in Carnegie Hall, but I can sing. It was a whole release. But I love that. There are stories that we bought into that we were told as children, you know, you can't do that. And, you know, I was told I couldn't come to New York City, and it was like, really? Is there something at the tunnel that will stop me? And, you know, but for a while I believed it, so I tried to make my life as full as I could in a small town. It was like, nah, this isn't working. I got to go to New York City. But I won't say I wasted. I got a college degree and you know, climbed the career ladder. But could have been here a good 15 years earlier than I came because of stories that I was told. I love that. And we have to keep reminding people that, you know, you're not your story.
I think it's hard for people to understand this idea of story. We all buy into the story as who, I'll put in air quotes here on the audio, we are. Someone recently asked me that question, you know, who are you? And I had to stop for a minute because I was out of context, like, well, does she want to know, like, my profession? Or, you know, it was a very interesting moment where I was going through this whole mental list of being so out of, not sure of what context she's asking that question in. There was a moment where I stumbled on, how do I answer that? Do I answer that I'm host of Life Interrupted Radio? Do I answer that I'm a mom and a grandma? Do I, you know, it's an interesting question when someone asks you that idea of, who are you?
It is, and you have, again, the flexibility. You change, you know? It's today you could be, oh, I don't know, I'm somebody who wished they had gone further in college, you know, and then tomorrow could be, wow, I'm the best life coach in the world. So it all depends on, again, your emotion and who you are at the time. So I don't think there's a concrete answer on who you are. That's kind of like coaches, they tell you, have your elevator speech ready. Well, it doesn't work on everybody, and some days you're not who you are or who you're supposed to be in the elevator speech, and some days you are. So go for it, whatever you are. I would have done with the first thing that came to my head, which could have been something crazy. But
I'm trying to reflect back on what I did answer. I can't right now at this moment, but I just remember that momentary confusion because it was so out of context with where I was in the conversation. It was just like, what? Where did that come from?
Who are you?
Yeah. Interesting, yeah. So, but that also had me for a moment reflecting on my goals and some of the things that, you know, okay, at the moment this is where I am, but maybe tomorrow or in the future, in the short-term future, the long-term future, whatever that is, it'll definitely change and be different based on those. But I found that for me, with the focus and the goals and once getting to be who I want to be, if I don't narrow it down each day to getting very granular here on our last few minutes, if I don't narrow it down each day to just one or two things that I got to get done that day, I notice things are going to happen, like the book, 2012.
You know what? And this is so crazy, and this is the benefit of Facebook, because I saw a quick excerpt on Facebook, and there's someone out there who has written a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, quite a popular book right now. But her theory is, and this is, and I'm using it for my entire life, but her theory is, if you're trying to get rid of, let's say, clothes, we always are going to get rid of clothes, but yet we think about, oh, we shouldn't do this and that. You should take everything out of your closet, put it all on the bin, and pick each one up and go, does this bring me joy? And if it doesn't, get rid of it. And then go on to the other parts of your house. And it's like, this is so simple. This is so crazy. I can't believe it. And yet it's like, so that's what I'm doing with the things that I'm doing every day now. Is this bringing me joy? And it's like, if it isn't, why am I doing it? If you know, there, and I'm not saying, you know, you have to do things. You have to obey speed laws. You have to obey, you know, you have to play by some rules. But it's like, and then when you walk into your house or you walk into your life, everything that surrounds you is bringing you joy. And it's like, that is so simple and yet so profound. And that's really how I'm trying to live right now. And it kind of narrows down the things that get in the way of the things that will really bring you joy. And I suspect, I know your book will bring others joy because I love your books. And I think it'll bring you joy to get it done and to finish it up. And so if there are other things getting in the way that won't, get rid of them.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Does this bring you joy? And that's where we started this conversation of like, you know, is it fun? But those are important critical questions to answer for sure. I want the audience to know how to get a hold of you, Lori, how to, you know, listen to your radio show, your podcast, coach chat, can't even talk here, and the coaching game TV show as well, all of those things. So what's the best way to learn more about you, Lori?
I think the best way is my website, and it's Lori Lawson, LauriLawson.elj.com. And ELJ stands for Empowered Life Journey, but it just don't, you don't have to write all that, just ELJ. So it's LauriLawson-ELJ.com. And pretty much everything that I do is on there, and you can, there's a link to everything.
Oh, my goodness. As always, thank you for sharing your thoughts on focus, getting things done, goals. I know we went off track, but we always do, Lori, when we get together, right?
Yeah.
But I always find our conversation so enlightening. So thank you for being, again, another guest and our resident life coach here on Life Interrupted Radio. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
We'll be back after this commercial message.
Life Interrupted Radio will be back after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Trying to do things and get things done. So thank you, Lori. I want to talk a little bit now about this idea of focus. Sometimes it can seem the hardest thing to do nowadays with all the multiple demands on our time, all the multiple distractions on our time. I had to chuckle a little bit when Lori mentioned Facebook. Those kinds of distractions certainly can divert our focus and our attention. Let's just do a little guided meditation right now to recenter ourselves, set ourselves up for a very productive weekend, be able to focus on those things that we truly want to accomplish, we truly want to do, those things that will bring us joy. I love that comment that Lori said about the book excerpt she read. While you're doing things, ask yourself, will this bring me joy? It's a great way to declutter our lives and to think about all sorts of things, not just our pile of clothes. So let's just take the next few moments and settle in. Get comfortable. Find a nice, comfy spot. Wiggle about all those nooks and crannies. Maybe stretch your shoulders up a little bit and align your spine so it's nice and tall. You know, the nice and tall spine allows us to breathe in the way we're supposed to breathe. All too often at the end of a busy work day, or here it is Friday night, the busy work week, we've kind of gone into a slump. Physically, maybe emotionally, mentally too, but oftentimes physically, working at computers all day, shoulders hunched over, working at other technology, easy to hunch over. It doesn't allow us to breathe the way we should be breathing. And you know, if we're not getting enough oxygen to our brain, that can also distract our focus too. In what they call a brain fog. I don't know about you, but sometimes I felt I've had a brain fog. Not sure exactly how professionals describe it, but I know sometimes it's not as clear as I'd want it to be, and I take a nice few deep breaths.
And it's amazing how it clears out. I always like to make a little noise, too. So let's take a couple of nice deep breaths and just let it out with a noise, whether it's a sigh or a loud noise, up to you. Taking another nice deep breath and extending the exhale. Because you know, the exhale is where the body relaxes. Were you able to feel your lungs expand? Were you able to feel your rib cage expand? Should be a nice big 360 breath. Sometimes when I say take a nice deep breath, I watch and the shoulders are the only thing that go up. That's not how we're supposed to take a nice deep breath. That actually sort of contracts everything. It expands us vertically, but let's expand horizontally too in a few nice deep breaths as we settle in. Wiggle your fingers and your toes as you settle in, relaxing every nook and cranny. That's right. Taking the next few moments, all the time you need right now, to just relax and settle in. Wander over to that favorite spot you have in your mind. That stressful spot. That spot where you can just relax, let your mind wander. No labels, no judgments, no masks. Let them all fall off here. That's right. Take the next few moments to just enjoy the colors, the smells, the sounds of your favorite spot. You know the spot. Maybe it's real. Maybe it's imaginary. Doesn't matter, because here, it's the perfect spot. Just to relax. Renew, transform. That's right. Enjoying the smells and the textures and the patterns and the colors. And from this spot of safety and comfort, choose a few things that bring you joy. That's right. Make sure they're things that bring you joy. And not others. That's in a good way, meaning make sure it's things you like to do and not things that you do that bring others joy. That's for another meditation, another time. Right now, let's just focus on those things that actually bring you joy. An interesting distinction, isn't it? Sometimes we get so caught up in doing things that bring other people joy. We misplace those things that bring us joy. Take a moment to savor them, whether it's one or many. Allow yourself to fully experience joy. As you continue to breathe deeper, more fully, completely connect with joy. That's right. We'll practice our focusing right now only on joy. Whether it's memories of joyful times, experience of joyful places, your own physical and emotional joy, lighthearted laughter, those times of just abandon, freedom, floating, carefree. Focus on those times. Whether they're times from the past, the current, or the future, doesn't matter here in your favorite spot. Time has no meaning here. But joy does. Notice how there's the lightness, and notice the colors and the smells and the patterns and textures. Maybe some little feelings just as your body continues to relax and savor the moments, savor the times, experiencing joy. Continuing to breathe through them, wiggling your body about if need be, shaking out any last little bits of stress, anything that might be distracting your focus. For right now, we're practicing focusing on joy. What an interesting thing to focus our points on, focus our time on. All too often, joy is allowed to fleet by. Take the next few moments to hold it here, to really let it sink in and permeate and transform and transmute, and just relax into it, those moments of joy, those times of joy. Taking some markers of how you can bring back joy at a moment's notice. Focusing on those things could easily do throughout your day, throughout your week, that you've been experiencing right here, right now. That at a moment's notice you could bring joy back just by making it so. Continue to relax and experience joy. Those times of joy, whether they're from the past, present, or future. Things that you find joyful. That's right. These are the moments, the times, the experiences that bring you unconditional joy. That's right. Notice how your facial muscles relax into joy. Your shoulders and neck and arms and chest. Just breathe into joy. That's right. Allowing joy and the experience of it, the focus of it, to continue to relax your lower back, your tummy, your hips, your thighs, legs, feet, and toes. Just all tingle with those times and explorations and discoveries and curiosities of joy. Isn't it interesting when we focus on joy? All too often out there, it becomes a fleeting moment. But here, in your spot, we can maintain joy for as long as you want. Just savoring it. Delighting in it, relaxing into it. That's right. Taking all the time you need, right here, right now. To notice those points, those times, those things, those experiences, those feelings, where you'll be able to take out there and experience joy just by a moment's focus or a moment's thought. Joy will come back. You'll be able to come back to this spot. You know the spot. You'll be able to bring joy and focus out into the outer world as well, just as easily, just as comfortably. That's right. That's right. As we begin to prepare to come back, gather up all the things that you've learned here tonight, in this moment. Notice the experiences and how you can recreate them as we begin to come back. Notice the feelings and the transformations and the relaxation. Continuing those deep 360 breaths. That's right. breaths that expand horizontally and vertically, and how they relax and help you focus. Here we learn to focus on joy, but knowing you can take those same learnings from joy and focus the same way on anything you desire. That's right. Taking all the time you need in the next few moments now. Begin to renew, refresh, alert, and wide awake to begin your day again. That's right. Eyes wide open, ready to begin again, full of joy and transformation, and knowing how to focus so we can have fun and get it done. So thank you so much for joining me tonight on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm here every Friday night at 7 p.m. as well as iTunes and Stitchers, and here on Blog Talk Radio, finding it in the podcast. Come back and visit often. And as always, pop over to lifeinterruptedradio.com. Share some comments with me. Share some guests with me. What would you like to hear? What would you like to experience? So thank you, my friends, for being here with me tonight. Share with me your experiences of joy, please. And remember, when we focus, we can make it fun and done. So join me here next week. And as always, have a wonderful adventure, whatever it may be.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com. The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head, into the world, and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six-Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.